Today, I would like to talk to you about a subject that's really close to me. Actually, a subject that's close to all of us, our angels. Ah, they are such wonderful beings. Now, something that I was amazed to learn when I was in the seminary is that angels are persons, okay? And they are so distinct and individual that every single angel, according to St. Thomas Aquinas, is a species unto itself. That means that every angel is so completely different that there's no similarity at all. And every one of us has an angel. Every single one of us has a person who is with us all the time, guiding us and helping us, counseling us, giving us help when we need it, protecting us oftentimes, especially when we're kids. Good heavens, if it wasn't for my guardian angel, I would have been dead a long time ago. How many M80s with short fuses did one of my relatives put in my hand and told me to throw it after he lit it? I'm lucky I have hands. And why? Because the whole beautiful angels were there always. They guide, they counsel. In fact, sometimes they give us a little bit of a conscience booster. But you see, angels, being persons, need to be recognized. I mean, if there's a person standing next to you and you ignore them, they can be offended. Well, you know, every single one of us are assigned by God, from God, an angel that spends its entire existence with us until the day we die. And in heaven, we will be either that angel's glory or, you know, where else we can go. But you see, angels, being persons, should have a name. A name is something that distinguishes one person from another. And we should always name our guardian angel. Now, the best way to do that, and I'm going to give you a little hint here, because tradition has it this, that after you receive communion, you say a prayer. After you pray to our beloved Lord and speak to Him, you say an Our Father. And when you finish that Our Father, the first name that comes into your head, that's what your guardian angel wants to be called. Now, guardian angels don't have genders, so you can decide if you want a girl's name or a boy's name or maybe a virtue. You can call your angel hope or faith, charity, kindness, goodness, anything you want, anything that comes to your mind. Give your angel a name and make certain that you use that name often. You know, sometimes I always wonder if, you know, when little kids have that invisible friend, could that be their angel? You know, I had an invisible friend, but it wasn't invisible to me. And I wish somebody would have clued me in that it could have been my angel. Probably would have greater relationship now. All of us need to become aware of angels. And why? Oh, that question, why, I love it. In fact, of all the things that you can ask in the church, the question why is a right. You have a right to an answer to every question why that you have. And why is it important to know and love the angels? Because they remind us that we have around us a whole other existence. That every Mass that we participate in, all of the angels and saints are present there. The Blessed Mother is present there. Joseph, St. Joseph is present there. All of the patriarchs and prophets are there in that church. In fact, when I'm celebrating Mass, sometimes I'm traveling or I'm in the missions and I have to celebrate a Mass by myself. I specifically emphasize, let us pray. I say those words with conviction because I know that no matter where I am, I have a whole host of angelic souls that surround me. Now, angels teach us even about ourselves. How many times in your life have you asked yourself if you even love God? I mean, I remember that in my seminary days that I had a wonderful confessor. He was great, a spiritual director. And I went to him and I said, Father, I don't know if I love God. And he looked at me and he said, okay, next time you're praying, call upon your angel and ask your angel if he loves God? I said, okay. So I went to prayer, and I said, Rafe, Raphael. I mean, he's not the Raphael, but he's my Raphael. And I asked him, I said, what is it like to love God? Tell me. You love God, right? Yes, oh, I do. What is it like? How does it feel to love God? I love God with my whole being. But how does it feel to love God? Because I tell you this, I don't feel anything. I don't feel anything. I don't even know if I love God. What are you talking about? Well, how does it feel to love God like that? Well, I don't feel anything. I'm an angel. I don't have a body. But you love God. Yeah, I love God. But you don't feel anything, no. So I went back after having this kind of discussion. I mean, obviously I wasn't listening, talking, things like that. This is just inspirations that I had. And I went back to my spiritual director and I said, it's funny that my angel, when I was thinking about and praying about my angel, I realized that an angel doesn't have a body, so therefore an angel can't feel anything. And then my great spiritual director, God bless him, said, well, my brother, if angelic love isn't good enough for you, what is? So love without feelings is really angelic love. We have to understand that love is not founded and grounded in the emotions. We don't love because we feel it. You'd go nuts if you were feeling love all the time. Two people, when they first get together, when they're first, you know, they're engaged, or even before they're engaged, they're somewhat obnoxious because they're constantly talking about each other to the point where you want to, you know, stick something in your ears because they're, he's, and that's all they talk about. But then go and see them a couple of years after they're married. How's your wife? I don't know, ask her. We have to understand that these people, even though they're not feeling love, it doesn't mean they don't love each other. I ask people, how many of you are married? And everybody who's married puts up their hand. I say, keep your hands up. How many of you are married have never had a fight or an argument? Boom, all the hands go down. Now, my question is this. While you were arguing, did you feel in love? They shake their head. No, Father. Does that mean you stopped loving? No. We shouldn't be grasping at emotions all the time. Rather, we should be searching to the perfection of love. That we need to go to the essence of our relationships rather than that which is superficial. We need to study the angels, seeing how they love God, that their whole being is enveloped in His presence, in loving Him and being loved by Him. That's the reason the angels are so important, because they help us prioritize what is really important in our lives, not being governed by the winds of emotion and change and violence and anger and hate, but rather to truly enter into the reason behind all things, that everything that surrounds us is a gift from God. It is a sign of God's infinite love and His compassion and His mercy, that we are loved. That this spiritual realm that surrounds us, that is above us and beneath us, is something so wonderful that it will enable us. It will enable us to love with a love that is truly divine, that is not bound by things, by time or by space. Rather, our love will image the divine love of God. That love that He offered to us will become a reality. Study the angels. Talk to your guardian angel. Have a rapport with your guardian angel who loves you beyond all telling, who has dedicated his life to your goodness, to your salvation. Give your angel a little time each day. Recognize the beauty of the world that you cannot see, of the love and of the God that we cannot see. And we will begin to truly understand the great gifts that surround us, the great gifts in the sacraments, the great gift in the Eucharist, when we receive what looks like bread, what tastes like wine, but isn't. We begin to truly understand that this world that we have been invited to is something that we are already in. If only we had the eyes to see, we would truly understand the miracle of love and life that we are imbued with, that we are embedded with, that we are surrounded with. And it's the angels, really, that teach us so many wonderful things. Listen to your angel. Ask your angel at night, for example, to go to the most abandoned tabernacle in the world and spend vigil before the Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. And you receive those great graces by that selfless act of love. And in your name, your guardian angel adores the Lord throughout the night while you sleep. Your guardian angel send your guardian angel to friends in need. Send your guardian angel to your relatives. I even send my guardian angel to my enemies. Why not? Might give them a helping hand. Make certain that at all times we become aware of the beauty of all that God has given us. Don't put limits on God's goodness. Study it. You will find that there's greater things than the mind has ever been able to imagine. If only we had the eyes to see, the ears to hear. Look to your guardian angel.